We have three questions. Please, Father, can you explain the Rosa Mystica phenomena of crying, bloody tears? Well, over the centuries, as you know, there have been such phenomena. Our Lady either just shedding plain tears, even shedding blood. Always, of course, we have to find out whether it's genuine. Now, I believe that there are occasions when Our Lady did shed both tears, unbloody tears, and bloody tears. And I had the experience about 5 years ago of a priest near Washington, D.C. He was associate pastor of a parish, and the statues of Our Lady that he blessed began to shed tears. So I was asked to interview him. He spent about 3 hours in conversation. You know, I don't understand it. I'm not very holy. I'm not very intelligent. And yet, the statues of Our Lady that we bless shed tears. His bishop called him to his office. The bishop had a large statue of Our Lady on his desk. He said, "Father, I hear you bless the statue of Our Lady. Our Lady sheds tears." I said, "Bishop, I don't understand it. You know, I have a statue. Will you bless the statue on my desk?" The priest blessed the statue, and they began to shed tears. And the bishop began to take away his papers from the desk. He would not get covered with the tears. Then I gave advice to the priest, and I informed the bishop, "This priest needs special personal guidance. He's authentic." Now the reason, I would say, is obvious. If there was ever a time of the Church's history when Our Lady could, I can use the word even, should shed tears, Our Lady in heaven no longer, as we know, grieves. But to symbolize the conditions of the Church today, yes, had to be proved to be genuine. Now, I check with Frank. He tells me that, no, the words of consecration, right, Frank? The words of consecration are not then recited by the brothers. He adjusts the doxology, right? Which again should not be recited by the people attending Mass. But sisters, pray. And my longest stay in Calcutta, in a way, I think I should say this, my most sobering stay, I realize after now the month of November, Vision of Charity need continued guidance, training, and an ever-growing understanding of their faith. So, we religious go to confession weekly. He is needed to go for general confession during our annual retreats. Well, I don't know what rule you have. That's our rule. In the Society of Jesus, we have the rule to make a general confession of our whole life when we enter the order. And it must be the whole life, everything. Then we take our last vows. Same thing. A general confession of our life. But our annual retreats are required to make a general confession from the last general confession we've made, which for us, for me, is every year. And then go back to my general confession, the last one that I made, say, a year ago. Father, please explain what is a mendicant order. To beg in Latin is mendicare. So a mendicant order is a begging order. Now first, to distinguish two kinds of religious communities in the Catholic Church. There are still two kinds. There are orders, and there are congregations. What are the missions of charity? Congregations. Until the end of the 15th century, there were no congregations in the Catholic Church. Zero. Only religious orders. I think I also told you, and they were very strict, very demanding. And remember, and there was no dispensation given after final vows. Church would not dispense anyone from their final vows. If you left, God bless you, God help you, but no dispensation. By the 16th century, and that was the greatest crisis in the church until then, 16th century, and much more serious. Now, the 16th century is a crisis in the 20th century, much more serious. With the 16th century, first of all, the rise of Protestantism. Whole nations were lost to the Catholic Church. New orders,